fishing pier at Sundstrom's took a beating. That got kind of ripped apart. That's going to be repairable, and we'll try and get that in play at, you know, sometime later this summer. The boat launch docks are all in good shape. The fishing pier at Sundstrom's, the one that right by the picnic shelter there at Sundstrom's, that you walked out and people would have the benches on there you could fish off of, that got tore off, and it's sitting back in the bay right now. We had that thing anchored to giant concrete anchors on the shore. And the winds were so strong that it pulled this concrete anchor that weighs several thousand pounds into the lake, and it's just gone where it's at. So
we've heard reports of boats and lifts along the lake that are into the water. Give us that report.
Yeah, there's a lot of damage to you know, cabin owners, to their docks and lifts. Extensive lift damage all around the lake. I've seen you know, multiple lift tarps and stuff torn off. There's been lifts flipped over on top of boats. You know, it's extensive. I mean, there's just I would say almost every cabin area has these issues. Up at Sibley right now, Sibley was hit very hard. I'm sure you guys have seen, but the Sodbuster Club up there is missing most of their roof. The old dance hall is collapsed.
Destroyed. I mean, the dance hall is completely destroyed. It's unsalvageable. Yeah, I saw that one, and it's just, it's over. I mean, that thing is, it looks like a completely flattened building at this point. So that's, I don't know.
Right now it's sitting on top of the curb stop that we used to shut off the water to the fish cleaning station. So hopefully nothing happens to the fish cleaning station, because I don't think we could get the water shut off.
Oh, my.
But, under the bridge up at Sibley, there's a couple pontoons that have been flipped over on lifts. There's one that's kind of stuck underneath the east side of the bridge. There's a lift right by the bridge. There's another pontoon that's over by the causeway on the road there up by Sibley that's flipped over. So there's a lot of damage. There's a lot of people that are scratching their head trying to figure out what the next move is. And it'll take some time to clean it all up.
Well, you got your work cut out for you, that's for sure. But the good news is you think Mel Riemann's going to be up and running this weekend. You're expecting to have most of it anyway. It sounds like that's what you said at that point. So,
yeah, Mel Riemann and the West Crossing should be open and operational this weekend.
Well, you're going to be struggling to get everything open up by the your biggest weekend coming up, the 4th of July, huh?
Yeah, and like I said, we're hopeful for the 4th. We hope we'll have three of the four campgrounds 100% open. And then that Eggers, so we're hoping that we can at least get the front half, you know, from the shower building up to the entrance open. And so at least have partial, you know, availability in that campground. But that's what we're hoping for. You know, really, really feel bad that some people are going to be impacted and their vacations are going to be changed because of the impacts of that back loop, but it's just not safe to be back in there right now.
And for those who have reservations, what do you suggest?
You know, if you have questions on your reservations, feel free to call our office number, 701-845-2970. And myself or one of the rangers will kind of walk you through it. You can check online. We did put, kind of closures on through this weekend for all the campgrounds. Some of those are coming off for the, like I said, Mel Riemann and the West Cross, and they should come off today or tomorrow, and so those will be back open. And so if you had a notification that your reservation may be impacted for those two campgrounds, don't worry, you're probably going to be fine. If you're looking at the especially Eggers, if you're looking at East Crossing for next weekend, you should be fine. You might be, if you're coming in on Tuesday or something, your reservation may be impacted, but if you're coming in later in the week, you should be fine. We've been helping folks all week, you know, the last 2 days now. We've been helping folks that have been calling in and asking questions, and we'll walk you through if you need to change your dates and your reservations. And if you need to cancel because you just can't make it out there, or you're impacting yourself, just let us know and put in that refund request, and we'll honor all the refund requests and waive the cancellation fees. For Eggers Campground, again, that back loop, if you camp in that back loop, so basically sites number 10 through 30, if you're in those sites, you're probably going to be impacted for the 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
And so those sites will probably be impacted, and feel free to call with any questions, and we will try and help you through it.